Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Logan Airport has become a de facto homeless shelter, with roughly 100 to 200 people sleeping there on recent nights. They were sent there by the state's family welcome centers. Now experts are raising concerns about the family's well-being and airport security. WBUR's Gabriela Emanuel reports.
It's almost 10 p.m., and on the far side of a baggage claim by the bathrooms, people line the walls. Some huddle under thin blankets, others lean against windows, their bags pile around them. A three-year-old, full of energy, jumps on her family's gray blanket. Her older brother is lying down, a baby fiddles with a rattle. Their dad, DaCosta, says they arrived in the U.S. just over a month ago, hoping to make a better life and stay with relatives in Massachusetts.
They say, okay, but the landlord is complaining because we are too much, 10 people on the house, so I have to go out.
The family ended up at the state's Family Welcome Center in Quincy, which was set up last year to help new immigrants with basic needs like food and diapers. We're not using full names because of the family's immigration status. DaCosta says they soon learned the Massachusetts family shelter system is full, as are the overflow shelters for waitlisted families. So they joined a growing number of people sent by taxi or ride-hailing app to sleep at the airport each night and wait at the Family Welcome Center during the day.
Come sleep in airports, and in the morning we come again. And over
every day.
Every day. Now is day 10.
Do you sleep okay?
No, of course. No. It's so cold. It's cold. I'm cold too. And we have no bed.
And there are no showers. DaCosta says he gives his children blankets to cushion the hard floors. And he reads to them on repeat their only book, Dr. Seuss, Mr. Brown Can Moo.
And is the six-year-old going to be going to school or anything? Or
No, because we don't have a residence.
Massachusetts law guarantees shelter for homeless families, and federal law guarantees an education for all school-aged children. But DaCosta's family is one of many falling through the cracks.
I don't want to be rude, but I think this is the politicians and the government sometimes don't care.
You get the feeling they don't care.
Yes.
Frankly, what you've seen at Logan has been the situation. And this is why I said months ago that we are reaching capacity here.
That's Governor Maura Healey speaking earlier this week at the State House. In November, she capped the shelter population, saying there isn't enough space or funding to keep up with record demand. The state estimates about half of shelter residents are new immigrants, and Healey is one of several governors calling for the federal government to address immigration.
We need D.C. to act. We need Congress to act, to fix the border situation, to change some of the asylum processes, and to get much-needed funding to interior states who have had to shoulder the burden for a problem that is geopolitical.
But Kelly Turley of the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless says the state still has a moral and legal obligation to help.
So clearly, Massachusetts is in a crisis situation. But in the meantime, it's important to acknowledge that the current response is inadequate.
She worries for the families and says the crowd at Logan Airport could become a public health issue.
During the winter with COVID, RSV, flu, common cold, it's concerning that people would be in such close proximity.
Others see a security concern. Jeff Price wrote the textbook Practical Aviation Security and consults for airports around the country.
The aviation security system is designed to protect aircraft. It's designed to protect airports. The more things that distract security professionals from those primary goals makes the system more vulnerable.
Price says nighttime is a particular concern since staffing is minimal. A spokesperson for Massport, which oversees Logan Airport, says she can't discuss specific safety measures. But Massport is paying for families' transportation back to the welcome centers. Price says there's no precedent for an airport serving as a family shelter.
I think there needs to be longer-term planning in how this is going to be handled.
But DaCosta and his family hope the terminal at Logan won't become a long-term solution. He says all his family needs is a chance.
If I have some place to stay, I can find a job and change everything.
He says he has hope, but sleeping at Logan Airport each night is a struggle. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.